Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I want to tell you something that might surprise you. Just as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and just as we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, and just as we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, using the word I believe in the very same sense, we also say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Let me mention a very powerful historical fact, very impressive. At that first council in Jerusalem, it's hard to say what year, maybe around the year 39, the apostles all got together because there was a heavy dispute about whether everybody was bound by Mosaic law, circumcision, dietary laws, and so on. At the end of that council, the apostles, sending out word to all the local, we call them nowadays dioceses or parishes, all the local communities of Catholics, they said this. Now, listen to this carefully. We and the Holy Spirit have decided. We and the Holy Spirit have decided. I say to you, what a consciousness of authority. What knowledge of the fact that there was real authority. Can you imagine saying we and then the Holy Spirit? You think they might say the Holy Spirit and we have decided. They said we and the Holy Spirit have decided. And that's the word of God. And it was not in ill-chosen order of words. What it does show is that one and the same authority that is in God to teach is in the apostles. Had not Jesus said, go, teach, as my Father has sent me, I also send you. Jesus did found a church. And he never said churches. He founded the church upon a man whose name Jesus changed. His name had been Simon. Jesus took away his name Simon and gave him a new name, Rock, which in English is Peter. He called them Rock. And we do know that God in the whole of the Old Testament reserved that name, Rock, for Himself. I, Yahweh, am your Rock. And the psalmist saying, I don't know how many times, oh God, You are my Rock, my refuge. In You I find safety. Well, God, who is the Rock, said to Peter, You are the Rock, and on this Rock I shall build my church. You see, Jesus is the Rock upon whom the church is built. That's undoubtable. But Jesus, the Rock, shares His Rockness with Peter, just as Jesus, the only Shepherd, shares His authority as Shepherd with Peter, without losing any of His authority, because He had to go back to heaven, and He chose to leave in the world a visible head of His church, Peter, and Peter's successors to this day. Now, this church that Jesus founded has certain characteristic marks. She is one. Now, that is so clear. Did not Jesus say, one flock and one shepherd? In fact, He said, other sheep I have that are not of my flock. I must call them too, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. So the church is one. And when you say the church is one, you also mean the church is united by God's design. And you know, human beings, we have a talent to fight over anything and everything, even when there's nothing to fight about. So, You have Jesus saying in the Last Supper, in prayer, Father, I beg of you that they be one, just as you, Father, and me, and I in thee, just as we are one, so also they be one in us. Now this church that Jesus founded is holy. Of course, it doesn't mean that every member of the church is holy, but the church as such is holy. Her founder is holy. She teaches a holy doctrine. She has all the means for holiness. She invites all to a holy doctrine. But not only that, but because the church is married to God, she is the bride of Jesus Christ. We shall see quite clearly in heaven, God have mercy on us, but we'll be able to see in heaven that this church truly is, as the scriptures say, holy, without blemish, without stain. She's the bride of God. That's not a figure of speech. That's scripture speaking literally. The church is Catholic, which means she's throughout the whole world. Jesus said, go into the whole world. Now the word in Greek that says, in the whole world, is Catholicos. In English, Catholic. It means in the whole world. He sent the church into the whole world, and as a matter of fact, she is in the whole world. The church is apostolic. Jesus founded her upon the apostles. And he chose one of the 12 apostles, namely Peter, to be not the chief executive officer, you know, the fellow at the end of the polished oak table, who has authority over the others, but everybody knows that the others tended to get together and vote him down or out. Peter was not placed there by Christ as the chief executive officer, but as the visible head of the church, because Jesus was going back to heaven and he chose to have a visible head of the church. That's why he said to Peter, the one good shepherd, the only good shepherd, said to Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Three times he said it. The church is founded upon Peter and the other apostles. That is why, my very dearest, the church teaches with authority. Authority doesn't necessarily mean a power play, a human power play. We've seen all too many of those in our lifetime. But when we say the authority in the church, we mean God's own power to sanctify, to tell the truth as it is, to teach and to sanctify. The church has authority to do that. That authority came from Jesus. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Jesus also said, he who hears you, hears me. He who refuses to hear you, refuses to hear me. Therefore, the church, though individual Catholics and any level in their private lives can make mistakes and teach error, the church as such, acting as church, cannot teach error. Because if the church could teach error, Jesus would be failing in his promise to remain with the church all days, even to the end of human history. The church shall never die. May God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.